ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three NASA astronauts and one Russian cosmonaut just blasted off from Florida in a SpaceX rocket.
2-1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff.
Headed to the International Space Station. Announcing an apparent breakthrough to prevent many government employees from having their paychecks delayed and national parks and tourist sites closed, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The fact that the four leaders, House, Senate, Democrat, and Republican, have reached an agreement bodes well that the government will not run out of funds and shut down by Friday.
Nikki Haley has become the first woman to win a Republican presidential primary, projected by ABC News to win today's contest in Washington, D.C. A statement from the Trump campaign says Haley's just been crowned Queen of the Swamp by lobbyists and D.C. insiders. Haley telling a packed ballroom in Burlington, Vermont.
I need you to go Tuesday and vote.
15 states vote on Super Tuesday. This is ABC News. Not only helping beat Ohio State today, University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark made history in her last home game in the NCAA. Clark breaking the record set in 1970 for the most career points by any player, male or female, dethroning Pistol Pete Maravich's title.
You know, our fans give us that energy, but we give it right back to them. And I think that's what's been so fun about this whole ride is the style of basketball we play is like people love it. They're not just here for me. I'm sure I help, but at the end of the day, we have a really great team and a really great culture, and that's what makes it so fun.
Number 6, Iowa beat number 2, Ohio State, 93-83. They're mushing. The annual Iditarod sled dog race is underway. 38 mushers, each with a team of 12 to 14 sled dogs, hoping to make it 1,000 miles to the finish line in Nome. It's Amanda Otto's second Iditarod.
I've got a really great group of dogs, like Fossil here. Him and his 2-year-old litter mates are going to be going with me, and then I've got a decent mix of veterans as well. So it's a fun crew.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Lude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
every day.
Heavy on Civic Media, Essential Last Crack with Bullet Train, Passengers before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album, which came out 5 years ago now. Hard to believe that album has been out for 5 years. The Uprising, not really, since the rest of the last crack has been out for like 25 and 30 years. Crazy. What is your Essential Last Crack? Send me a text or an email. Let me know what your two favorite songs are so I can get them on the air for you. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app or send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Maxine Kevy. Hey, coming up on St. Patrick's Day, we got a Max Inc. matinee concert series for you. We're going to be at the High Noon Saloon featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. It's going to be a great show. Plus, it's going to be emceed by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. If you're a fan of those guys, go out and meet them. It's really cool. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. And I hope to see you there. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. It's Whiskey Days on Max Inc. Hubby. All right.
got you on my mind now, baby. Don't wanna let you down. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. 7 days with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's that siren? That's the Brash Menagerie on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, they got stickers and stuff. Go buy their merch, the Brash Menagerie. Look them up on Facebook. Bananas. Also, takeaways before that with Miracle Round, a circle switch in there with a classic one. Treat me until you're naked. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I am not naked right now. Maybe later. I have to have a couple more drinks. Coming up in the playlist, we got American Travesty from courtesy of Tim. We'll do some older Something to Do, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes are next. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I know I love her, or at least it seems. Oh, Tina Fey, you're the famous girl for me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim and American Travesty. Something to do before that, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes with the Rift Element. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate you. Tune in again next week for Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. right after Live in the Lair. And music before I get out of here, we got Pistols at Dawn, we got The Heroes Lie, The Skin Tones. We're going to do some Apex Aurora in just a couple of minutes. But first, this band will join M. Shell next week on Max Inc. Heavy for an interview. This is Avenues and Straitjacket. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Around my neck and it's tight. Got to me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. Don't let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've got too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait till see that deep down. I know my time will be. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I
wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm a little unhappy. I'm a little unwell. And it's a little too hard to think right now because of how these cards were dealt. Well, that feels so underrated when I take my place in line. This life just is a
We'll be right back.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work, and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
ABC News.